It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 175. Highlights from my afternoon radio show on Sonic. Sometimes we have bands, sometimes we don't. This week we're joined by Toronto performer Ko. Yeah, K.O. Some people call him K.O. No, it's just Ko. It's short for Constantine, actually. He's going to join us for a little chit-chat, and he's bringing his acoustic guitar, too. He's going to play us a couple of songs. I should mention, too, next week, the Gaslight Anthem will be our musical guest. Thank you again for downloading. If you like the podcast, tell your friends. Don't forget to rate the podcast on iTunes.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Now, while I would sooner eat a dirty hairball from the shower drain at the gym than listen to Justin Bieber's music, I certainly enjoyed his latest release. Yeah, Justin Bieber barfed on stage at a show earlier this week. And I don't know where your morality lies, but to me, there are crimes, you know, murder, assault, that kind of thing. And then there are crimes, you know, like jaywalking or downloading music. Well, that last one is about to get a lot more serious. Well, in Japan, anyway. Those found illegally downloading music in that country will now face a prison sentence of up to 2 years or a fine of $25,000. And star of the HBO series Girls, Lena Dunham, is coming out with a brand new book. You may also recognize her from the opening sketch of this year's Emmys. She was the naked girl eating cake in the public restroom. Yeah. She's said to be shopping around a collection of essays to publishers. And doctors at Johns Hopkins helped a 43-year-old woman grow an ear on her arm. She had lost the ear to cancer, so doctors used cartilage from her rib, shaped it into a new ear, and placed it under the skin of her arm for 4 months while it grew, at which point they transplanted it to her head.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
I read an interesting study today out of the University of Holland.
Okay.
Where they conducted a global study spanning 25 countries on the length of men's... let's just say index fingers, okay?
Index finger it is.
Which country do you think has the longest index fingers?
I'll say Spain, just for argument's sake.
You know what? Spain did okay, but no. The Republic of Congo.
Really?
Yeah, just over 7 inches.
Oh, Jesus.
And bear in mind, that's average. Now, the smallest, wow. Who do you think has the smallest?
China.
They're down there. Average there is right around 4 inches.
Okay.
They're not the smallest, though.
Really?
It's a tie. North and South Korea.
What's the average?
3.8 inches.
I don't know, man. Some of the studies in that get done just kind of slay me.
See, the reason I'm sort of fascinated by this, I'm kind of like, how has one of these not been published before? Because I think the one thing guys all wonder, like, honestly.
And how they compare.
Yeah, how do I stack up with the rest of the world? And the reason you wonder that is because, you know, you walk up to the urinal, you stare straight ahead. You don't glance down.
There's no conversation, no nothing.
So you can't help but wonder, right?
Well, every guy wonders to one degree or another.
If you're wondering where Canadians' index fingers fit in, average is 5.5 inches.
Okay.
We're just comfortably above average.
Fair enough.
I bet you pretty much every carpenter in the world right now is looking for his tape measure.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchill podcast from Sonic1029.com.
About this index figure study.
Yeah.
I want to know what the world average is. With all those countries, what's the actual average? I think that's the main question, because if you can say you're above average, you're doing all right.
Well, you know what? I devoted far more time to this index finger study than I probably should, but it's 5.4.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we're 5.5.
But I want to know how they did this study. Was there volunteers, or did people just submit their info?
Well, I think there would have to be scientists with lab coats. I don't know if it would be a volunteer study per se. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. North and South Korea are tied for the smallest. 3.8 inches. Do you think there's a lot of guys with a 3.8 inch index finger aching to get on board this study?
No.
Like, my hand would not be up.
I wouldn't want to know what the average is if I was in the study.
You know, I would like to see a correlation study. I'm anticipating an inverse correlation between the length of your index finger and the ground clearance on your truck.
So what you're saying is a lot of North Koreans drive big trucks.
Could be. That is my hypothesis.
I think that's a pretty good one.
It's a Sonic1029.com podcast.
Wow, all kinds of rock and roll lawsuits floating around. Soundgarden frontman Chris Cornell is being sued by his former housekeeper, who claims she was overworked and underpaid. And just yesterday I was telling you that Billy Corgan is getting sued because one of his trees blew over during a storm. Hey, remember when rock stars used to get sued for real things? Riots, attacking people in drunken rampages? You know, Motley Crue dirt kind of stuff? Yeah, I miss those days. And 90% of men think their partners are natural beauties. Well, isn't that nice? Here's the problem. More than a quarter of women surveyed confess to having at least one secret beauty ritual. Among them, waxing, coloring hair, or applying fake tanner, which I thought was kind of strange. Is that really a secret? Most of us presumably live in the same climate as our spouses. If my wife were three shades darker than me, I'd start to wonder after a while if maybe I had that Michael Jackson disease or something. And a crew at the Texas State Fair just set a new world record for the world's largest chili pie. More than 600 bags of chips, 300 liters of chili, and 290 pounds of cheese. That city presumably has another record on the horizon. Most toilets flushing in unison.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Arnold Schwarzenegger was all over television last week, talking about his brand new autobiography, about why he slept with his maid, and how, no, his wife didn't like it. Shocker, I know. Well, he was also recently spotted at a bar in Washington, D.C. But it's what he was wearing that was kind of interesting. Alligator skin cowboy boots with a big American flag on them and the word American embroidered across the top. Well, at least it wasn't something garish, right? And an angry Sesame Street fan has responded to Mitt Romney wanting to cut their funding. He began selling a new T-shirt on eBay that features Big Bird's face and the phrasing, "Hey, Mitt, today's letters of the day are F and U." And movie news, it's no secret that Sacha Baron Cohen delights in pushing boundaries with audience hot buttons. In Borat, it was immigrants. In Bruno, he made fun of gay men. The Dictator, it was Castro, or possibly Hussein. His next project? Well, that's a little gem called The Lesbian. Personally, I'm predicting an angry mob of flat flannel picketing outside the theaters. And no, I don't mean hipsters. No, I hope nobody takes offense to that. I mean, I do have a lot of gay friends. In fact, every single woman I've ever slept with is now gay. Which I think you'll agree is quite the coincidence.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic Session performance.
All right, joining us here in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge, none other than Constantine.
You
may know better as Co. Welcome. What have you been up to?
Nothing, man. It's been a good summer. I played some fun shows and I got an EP coming out in Edmonton holding it down. Yep.
Nice. So you've been busy. You've been touring.
You know what? No tours this year, but a lot of one-offs, a lot of good festivals. I played a show with Sublime not too long ago and the Wailers. So some fun shows for sure.
What was it like playing with a band like Sublime?
Oh, wicked. Rome's really good. He does a great job of repping it for Bradley. So it was wicked. Great opportunity. Bucket list, you know? So, yeah.
And you'd mentioned earlier that you had a little bit of an injury.
Yeah, I was in a boating accident, but all better now. It was just a boat-on-boat collision. I broke some ribs, and I was bedridden for a long time. But I'm, you know, strong Greek blood, still here kicking it. So, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. How do you, like, break ribs and then just come back and, oh, I'm back to singing?
I had to do it. I didn't know any better, I guess, you know. I probably should have taken more rest, but back on the horse, back in the studio, writing the new tracks for this EP. An event like that can definitely get your brain working to write some songs, that's for sure, so.
And normally when bands come to play the Booster Juice Listener Lounge, usually they're on their way through town as a tour or something like that. There's no show in conjunction with this. Nope. You actually pop by just for a special visit
just
for
to
us.
Come say hello and promote the new track, My Life. It's, you know, just trying to spread the awareness. I'm out here trying to get it done. So,
well, very anxious to hear it. What can you tell us about this song?
Initially, the beat, the one that's on the EP that's coming out, it was produced by Boy Wonder, who did like the Eminem, I'm Not Afraid stuff. And I got it when I was out in L.A. working with Interscope. From that, we just brought it back to Toronto, fixed it up, got my buddy Jeff to throw some live guitars on it, live violins, kind of mash it up and make it a little more co-friendly. So, and I love the track because it's everyone's got a different story to tell in their life, and just trying to tell mine with it. So,
My Life in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge on Sonic.
Yeah. Take a look at my life. Is there anything I wanna change? Tomorrow don't have to be the same. And if I didn't self-medicate, get up off my ass, just get it, man. Ain't a lot that the doctor do for me. Sit back, peel off the top of a 40. Wandering alone, they was gonna ignore me. Climbed up the mountain, screamed out glory, it's life. It's show, it's bittersweet. Turn up the drum so I can hear the symphony. For what I done, God ain't forgiven me. Wood on the fire brings smoke. Take a look at my life. It's just a handful of memories. From misdemeanors to felonies. And funerals of family. Look at my life, ain't exactly what I planned to be in life. This is really what it's all about, life. It ain't no mystery to figure out life. I got a couple rhymes to scribble down. Guess I took a different route. Take a look at your life. You can do anything you wanna do. Just take a moment of solitude before the streets up and swallow you. Get a little backbone, some follow through in life. It's all about the little things, it's right. Then give that girl everything, it's love. Then give that girl a wedding ring. Don't be scared. Time to get settled and we fight. Then I lose my temper, I ain't seen that man since last December. We was getting high, man, don't you remember? Wood on a fire burned down to an ember. Why is life such a pain for sacrifice? Why you concerned what goes on in the afterlife? Low boy, this is chess, not checkers. Do your best move, they gonna respect you. You got your opinion, you can think whatever. Staring down a barrel of a gray Beretta. Got my great tan, lying clever. Jesus said king, and take a look at my life. It's just a handful of memories. From misdemeanors to felonies. And funerals of family. Look at my life, ain't exactly what I plan to be in life. This is really what it's all about, life. It ain't no mystery to figure out, life. I got a couple rhymes I scribbled out. Guess I took a different route. Take a look at my life. Take a look at it right now. Take a look at it. My life, it's just a handful of memories. From misdemeanors to felonies. And funerals of family. Look at my life, ain't exactly what I plan to be in life. This is really what it's all about, life. It ain't no mystery to figure out, life. I got a couple rhymes to scribble out. Guess I took a different route. Take a look at my life.
Catch the Lane Mitchell Show in all its modern rocky glory on terrestrial radio on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada.